はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here, lower intermediate lesson number 13, postcards number 3. 夏子さん、幸子さん、 we're back again with very, very polite Japanese.
Oh, with the postcards.
That's right.
I love the subtlety of the content. It really brings out the Japanese nuance.
Yeah, I think this is pretty close.
Yes, definitely.
That is great to hear. Natsuko-san, what do you think? You read a lot. So how about this story for our listeners?
I think this is one of the best examples for very polite corresponding. So you can learn the way to write proper letters in Japanese, official letters.
And really impress a lot of people.
Yes.
Somebody wrote in and they asked, what is the proper way? Like, we're teaching this extremely polite Japanese,
mm-hmm.
but if they use this for their very close friends,
mm-hmm.
is it going to create that distance?
Maybe.
So when could someone use a letter like this?
To their professor?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Or a host mother, host father?
Very nice.
Business associates?
Yeah, so there is a wide range of people that you can use this with. And also, some of the standard greetings, if you just make them less polite, you can also use them too.
Right. You can just change the expression and use the content.
Exactly. Okay, so again, more about this at JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, check it out again inside the PDF. Lots going on there. And today we have some really interesting stuff. Sachiko-san, what is the grammar point for today we're going to discuss later?
差し上げられない。We're going to study 謙譲語, which means the humble form.
Yeah, so we have a lot going on, so you don't want to miss this lesson. Now with that said, here we go.
やっと返事が来た。
石原さん、春とは名ばかりで、まだ厳しい寒さが続いています。しかし、石原さんの良いお知らせを読んだら、心が温かくなりました。ご婚約、おめでとうございます。石原さんは親切で立派な方ですから、きっと幸せな結婚生活が送れることでしょう。奥様が羨ましいですよ。さて、実は私は今後忙しくなりそうなので、石原さんにお手紙を差し上げられないと思います。このおはがきでおそらく最後です。どうかお元気で。佐々木。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
やっと返事が来た。
石原さん。春とは名ばかりで、まだ厳しい寒さが続いています。しかし、石原さんの良いお知らせを読んだら、心が温かくなりました。ご婚約おめでとうございます。石原さんは親切で立派な方ですから、きっと幸せな結婚生活が送れることでしょう。奥様が羨ましいですよ。さて、実は私は今後忙しくなりそうなので、石原さんにお手紙を差し上げられないと思います。このおはがきでおそらく最後です。どうかお元気で。佐々木。
次は英語が入ります。
やっと返事が来た。
She finally replied.
石原さん、春とは名ばかりで、まだ厳しい寒さが続いています。しかし、 石原さんの良いお知らせを読んだら、心が温かくなりました。
Mr. Ishihara, it seems that spring is just a word as the harsh winter continues on. However, I was warmed upon reading your good news.
ご婚約、おめでとうございます。石原さんは親切で立派な方ですから、きっと幸せな結婚生活が送れることでしょう。奥様が羨ましいですよ。
Congratulations on your engagement. Mr. Ishihara, you are a kind and splendid person, and I know you will have a wonderful married life. I am envious of your wife to be.
さて、実は私は今後忙しくなりそうなので、石原さんにお手紙を差し上げられないと思います。このおはがきでおそらく最後です。
Well, if the truth must be told,It seems as if I will become busy, so I think that I will not be able to send you another letter. This postcard will probably be the last.
どうか、お元気で。佐々木。
Please take care. 佐々木。
夏子さん、今日のお話はどう思いましたか？
これで最後だなんて、ちょっと残念ですね。
はい、悲しいですね、少し。
ねえ。
So it's a little bit sad that she says, I won't be able to send you another letter. But what's going to happen next?
Is there another story for this series?
Natsuko-san, you know the answer to that.
Oh, I'm expecting.
But let me ask you this, Natsuko-san. What do you think she means by, I can't write you anymore? What do you think the reason there is?
Well, because she was in love with this man, but he's going to marry. So she decided to leave him.
I think it's too painful for her to continue contacting this man because she's in love, but he's marrying a different woman.
So what will happen?
Scandalous.
We'll be back after this commercial. we'll be back next week to find out more.
Stay tuned.
All right, drama queens and drama kings, pipe down. I think it's time to go back to our studies now. Okay. Natsuko-san, 単語をお願いします。
お知らせ
Notification お知らせのお is an honorific prefix. You can also say 知らせ
So you use お知らせ for the news about someone else. The news someone else gets, right?
Ah.
But for the news you receive, you usually use 知らせ and no お added.
Now,Let me just point this out. With postcards and or letters from of kind of official documents, I'm very used to getting bills in the mail and it says, お知らせ。
大切なお知らせ like that,
yeah,
right?
That's the one.
Yeah. Yes.
A very important notification.
Yes. Usually not a good one.
Yes.
じゃあ例文をお願いします。
昨晩悪い知らせがありました。
Last night, I received bad news. じゃあ次の単語をお願いします。
婚約
Engagement. When this is turned into an honorific form, you say
ご婚約
Right, so sometimes you say お and other times you add ご, depending on the word.
ご is traditionally used with words with a Chinese origin, with the prefix お being attached to words with Japanese origin.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So, sample sentence, please. Actually, one of our listeners wrote in and said, what should I say to someone who just got engaged? How would you say that, Natsuko-san?
Just as appeared in this letter. ご婚約おめでとうございます。
Which means, congratulations for your engagement.
Now, that's for...Formal? Now, is that in a formal situation? What about friends? Or it's kind of the same? You always attach the prefix go, or would it change depending on your relationship with the person?
If you want to be really casual, I think 婚約おめでとう will do.
Then the next level up is?
So it will jump up to ご婚約おめでとうございます。
じゃあ次の単語をお願いします。
親切
Kindness, gentleness.例文をお願いします。
お年寄りには親切にすること。
Be kind to the elderly. っていうことですね。 In Japan, we have what we call silver seats, and these are reserved for the elderly or for the physically challenged, so that they'll always have a place to sit on the train.
Yes, it should have been reserved.
Yes, lots of times you see young people sitting there.
Yeah.
But preferably, it should be reserved.
Yes.
Okay, next word, please. 次の単語お願いします。So remember, if you come to Japan, don't sit on the silver seat.
Unless you think yourself as elderly.
Or if you're pregnant. It is mm-hmm. also reserved for yes. pregnant women as well.
Yes.
And injured
yes.
people.
Mm-hmm. 次の単語お願いします。
立派。
Splendid, fine, or elegant. 例文お願いします。
彼は立派な人物です。
He's a fine person. When would you use this word, 立派? Who would you use it for?
I think it's usually used with the nuance of highly social status.
I think so too. If you're talking about, let's say, a historic figure, mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln mm-hmm. or Martin Luther King Jr. Yes. 立派な人でした。
Right.
It has to be of a certain social caliber. I wouldn't use it for my friend.
Maybe there are some
Maybe.
Friends. 立派な友達. It can also be used for thing, not
sure.
Mm-hmm. something that look gorgeous.
立派なお着物ですね.
Yes.
That's a fine kimono you're wearing. Mm-hmm. It would mean gorgeous and elegant.
Yes.
Something really extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice.
Okay. 次の単語をお願いします.
奥様.
Wife. This can mean your wife, his wife, or just a married woman in general. 例文お願いします。
奥様はお元気ですか?
How is your wife doing? Incidentally, the US drama called Bewitched, that in Japanese was called 奥様は魔女.
Yes.
Which is literally, my wife is a witch. Interesting.
Really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a witch. Were they married in that show?
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah,
I think they were.
I think so.
It was very popular in Japan.
Right.
So that when the actress died, it was actually in the top news.
Really?
Yeah.
In Japan?
It was about 10 years ago. Elizabeth Montgomery died and it was in the news.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Random fact, sorry.
You look bewitched.
Good one. Ching-ching!
Natsuko-san.
That's too hysterical.
Oh, you hit a home run with that one.
Thanks. Sharp.
All right, where are we at now? What's going on here? All right, that's it for the vocab, right?
Yep. Right.
So let's take a look at today's postcard. Natsuko-san, what's the first sentence?
春とは名ばかりでまだ厳しい寒さが続いています。
Wow, that was a long sentence. What does it mean?
It's just a set phrase to start a polite letter.
Okay. And which season are we talking about?
It's a set phrase for February.
I see. Well, that's sort of like today. Literally, mm-hmm. We're supposed to have entered spring, but it's still a bit chilly in Tokyo today.
Mm-hmm. So in traditional Japanese calendar, spring starts from February the 4th.
That's right. Setsubun.
Yes. Right. We covered that in JCC, right? Maybe.
That's I think maybe. That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, right. So the season has changed, mm-hmm. but it's still cold. So Japanese people love to mention about weathers.
Yeah. I heard that not only on paper, but in regular conversation, people open a conversation just talking about the weather.
Right.
I guess that's seen in a lot of cultures, but in Japan, it's particularly so.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I started... Fresh out of college, when I started writing business letters, I had to memorize so many different patterns for each and every season.
Yes.
Because they're very keen about subtle differences.
Mm-hmm. So in Japanese, business letters also include these weather greetings.
That's true. That's true. Little commentaries.
Set phrases for each season.
Mm-hmm.
And each month, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is there one that has stuck in your mind from your days of memorizing the letters?
Let's see. I remember something about fresh green spring. 新緑が目に眩しい季節になりました. Which literally means the greens, the nature is so fresh and binding that it kind of binds your eyes. Beautiful, isn't it?
Sounds really nice.
But yeah, I think it's a rite of passage for a lot of college graduates to memorize all these formal seasonal greetings.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have to use one of the set ones or can you make your own?
You can make your own.
Really?
Yeah, that would make it even more like original and nice.
Natsuko-san, I see. It looks like you've done this by that look in your eye. Give us a Natsuko-san original.
Yay! I would write about ice cream and how delicious it tastes in the summertime. But that doesn't sound too mature, does it?
ice cream の美味しい季節になりました. Well, that's a very good way to start a letter.
Yeah, my kind of letter.
We've entered into ice cream season. By the way, you didn't sign your $2 million proposal.
maybe not good for business letters.
Okay, ice cream fans, moving on. So let's get back to our postcard communication. Natsuko-san, can you repeat for us the sentence that has our grammar point?
石原さん にお手紙を差し上げられないと思います。
And in this sentence, we have the negative potential humble form of the verb to give.
あげる。
So, あげる becomes, in the dialogue, 差し上げられない。
Yes.
Natsuko-san, what happened? What happened here?
Well, 差し上げる is the humble form for あげる. So, it's a very polite way to give something.
So, for example, if I wanted to give a present to my teacher,
mm-hmm.
someone I would use this humble form with,
mm-hmm.
how would I say?
プレゼントを差し上げます。
I'll give you this present. And as you're speaking with the professor or the teacher,
mm-hmm.
you add 差し
yes.
to the front of あげる.
Yes.
Making it into the humble form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 先生にお誕生日のプレゼントを差し上げます。
I will give a birthday present to the teacher.
So now that we discussed the humble form, here we actually have the potential. Now, あげる is a class 2 verb. And the way we conjugate the potential for class 2 verbs is we attach
られる
after dropping the る from the dictionary form. So, あげる, drop the る, add
られる.
And we have
あげられる.
So, what do we have?
差し上げられる。
差し上げられる。Mm. Can you just say it a little slower one more time?
差し上げられる。
And that is the potential humble form of the verb 上げる. But here we have the negative. So actually it's the negative potential humble form of 上げる.
Everyone with us?
Natsuko, you're on fire today.
差し上げられない。
So, I won't be able to give you any more something something. And in this case, letters. Mm-hmm. But more about this inside the PDF. Oh, you really better stop by today and get the PDF.
Yes,
lots of good stuff. If there ever was a day for the PDF, today is the day.
I agree.
All right, that's going to do for today.
この話はまだ続くみたいですか。来週もチェックしてくださいね。
See you again next week.
やっと返事が来た。
石原さん、春とは名ばかりで、まだ厳しい寒さが続いています。しかし、石原さんの良いお知らせを読んだら、心が温かくなりました。ご婚約、おめでとうございます。石原さんは親切で立派な方ですから、きっと幸せな結婚生活が送れることでしょう。奥様が羨ましいですよ。さて、実は私は今後忙しくなりそうなので、石原さんにお手紙を差し上げられないと思います。このおはがきでおそらく最後です。どうかお元気で。佐々木